This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
The big debate tonight, the Democrat debate, the top three candidates. Will they go after each other? What's the prediction tonight? I hope you'll join us at the FOP Lodge 5 in the Northeast. We're going to have a little debate watch party. 855-839-1210. Welcome back on Twitter at Rich Zeoli, Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. And our email is back up. So if you sent me an email and I didn't respond for a few days, we have had some email issues, but our email is back up and running. 855-839-1210. So the president has said he's going to look into banning flavored vapes. A couple thoughts on this. Patrick sent me an email, and I do agree with his point on this. Remember, the tobacco industry has lobbyists as well. The timing is interesting. Last week, they had a story on how much Philip Morris is losing in profits, and now the hysteria over vapes. I'm not saying vapes are healthy, but I haven't had a cigarette in 2.5 years. I do plan on quitting this too, but for now, I feel better than when I smoked cigarettes. Yes, a lot of the vaping companies are competing with the tobacco companies, and Big Tobacco obviously has a lot and lot of money thrown around Capitol Hill to get senators and congresspeople to do their bidding. Now, the tobacco companies might think it easier to just to try to buy out these vaping companies, but maybe they feel the profitability is long-term cigarettes, not vaping. And in which case, that's why they don't want to do it, because they feel that people are hooked on cigarettes, they're going to smoke till they die. Whereas vaping, people can give it up easier. I don't know. But I just had a caller who said he could never give up cigarettes, but he was able to give up vaping after vaping helped him give up cigarettes. So it seems to me like any crackdown on adults using vaping in any way, shape, or form is only going to make people smoke more. 855-839-1210. Cindy's in Pensauken. Cindy.
Hey, Rich.
Hey.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Yes, my partner was a lifelong smoker. He's 66. He stopped smoking 5 years ago. He is using vaping for his substitute. He likes bourbon or vanilla custard flavor, and I enjoy it occasionally, too. So I'm just putting it out there. I have to run. I'm a big fan of the show. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Bye, Cindy. I hope everything's okay.
Bye-bye.
I hope you're not running because you're like being chased by somebody or something.
She's at work. She's running in.
Oh, she's running into work.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to see me on the phone with you. I got to go. I got to run.
I actually like that. I like that. Quick, concise.
Yeah.
In great and call. Out. In and out. Yeah. Great call. Boom. Right? In and out.
Everybody should have to run.
Some people, you know. Jenny's in Silverdale. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning. My husband and I were vaping. I had very different experience than he did. It dried me out, but I was using the flavor.
Wait, stop. It said it dried you out?
I did, like a raisin.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Like, I could bathe in body lotions, and it was not helping. It was just horribly drying for me. I don't know if it was the oils that were in it or what the deal was, but yeah, I used it for about 3 to 6 months. It got me off cigarettes. I haven't smoked a cigarette since then. I got into cloves, and they didn't have a clove flavor anyway to substitute. But yeah, and now I don't smoke at all. I quit in 2016.
Congratulations.
My husband, who was at 2 packs a day, started vaping in 2014, and he just in like July stopped vaping, stopped smoking. He's officially off everything, but he only used one flavor the whole time.
What was the flavor that he used?
He used what's called Morley. It was a specific brand from a small vape shop in Lansdale, and he loved it. It tasted very similar to him for Marlboro, and he used it for 5 years.
Yeah, I think you make a great point, right? There are a lot of vape shops that this is a business for them in a lot of places. And so I assume they're not going to let kids buy the stuff because they're local businesses. They don't want to do that, right?
We're ridiculously regulated, and to the point where we couldn't even take, like, my husband couldn't take my 8-year-old niece in to buy liquids with him because they are not allowed on the premises, period. No kids. And I'll tell you what, he went from an 18, because that's another thing. The nicotine levels are different. So he went from an 18 nicotine all the way down to a zero and did zero for about a year before he quit completely. It was more of a hand thing for him.
Jenny, thank you. Appreciate it very much. Congrats on quitting. That's awesome. 855-839-1210. Yeah, I mean, the story that I read said the majority of respiratory diseases and vapors are linked to illegal THC products, according to the New England Journal of Medicine. 53 patients who had vape within 90 days, their median age was 19. Nearly a third were younger than 18. And 80% reported using THC products, which is a form of marijuana. 7% mentioned CBD products, which is also can be a form of marijuana. And 17% said they had vaped nicotine only. The description of the vapes by the patients indicates that most were black market products represented as containing cannabis extracts. Patients reported using 14 distinct brands of THC products and 13 brands of nicotine products in a wide range of flavors. The most common THC product that was reported was marketed under the Dank Vape label. Dank Vape. Patients reported use of a number of different e-cigarette devices to aerosolize these products. Why did Dank Vape make you laugh?
Because Dank was a type of marijuana when I went to high school.
Oh, okay. So it's definitely then targeting the popping out of it.
Yeah.
It's not clear whether any of the products in the THC-only cases were closed-system devices such as Juul as opposed to refillable vaporizers, nor is it clear whether the cartridges or e-liquids used in the devices were legally produced. But of course, like anything else in life, there's always going to be black market for things, and the kids are getting them probably not from legal vape shops. They're probably getting them black market-wise. So the bigger question I have is why not just do more enforcement versus bans since it's helping so many adults quit smoking? Jim is in South Carolina. Hey, Jim.
Hey, man. Rich, I love your show. Listen on radio.com.
Thank you, pal. Where are you calling from? South Carolina?
South Carolina. Yep, South
You guys
Carolina.
Do okay down there with the storm and everything? You hold up all right?
Yeah, we did. We did just fine. Not as bad as Alabama got it, but we did okay.
Very good, very good.
Hey, I was just calling a different sort of take on it. I work with teenagers in a high school, and then I have two teenage boys, and one's in college. And the amount of kids, like 4 years ago, I hadn't heard of a Juul. And then now I almost don't know a kid who does not do that. And most of them, well, I won't say most, a lot of them don't want to do it anymore. They realize how much money it costs. Or like my own son, he knows we don't approve, and he doesn't have the money to keep buying the stuff. But it's so addictive to them that they can't stop. I've seen a couple of kids have seizures here at school because they abuse them. I'm not a fan of government bans. I'm not saying I know adults who it's worked for them, even some of my colleagues who it's helped them get off cigarettes. But it's those kids are caught in the middle.
But how are the kids getting it is my question.
Man, they'll just buy it anywhere. Whether, you know, since they can be 18 in high school, and so an 18-year-old goes and buys it and then hands it to, you know, sells it to a friend who's not 18.
Right.
The same way kids buy stuff. And it's just much easier to get than, like, an alcohol that's, you know, there's some scare to it. There's some, for a business, you know, you can...
Well, Juul, you know, Juul, the company that is the largest, I think, just maker of e-cigarettes, they would like to see the age raised to 21 versus a ban on flavored e-cigs. Do you think that would help instead?
It might, because, you know, then your owner, you know, it's kind of like when you go in a grocery store, if you look over 30, a lot of times they don't do it. When you're talking about 18, a lot of 14-year-olds look 18, there's probably some stuff with that. I'm not sure. I don't know what the answer is because it's complicated, but I do know, man, it is eating up our kids. And it's a different way to put marijuana, the THC stuff you were just talking about, in it that's a little less noticeable from parents because they're not finding, you know, a blunt or the kids aren't exchanging bags. It looks like any other pod.
But pot's already illegal, right? I mean, for kids.
Yeah.
And they're getting it. So I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why I don't know how the ban is going to solve anything. You know what I mean?
No, I do. I get it.
Well, listen, good call, Jim. Thanks for listening down there in South Carolina, man, and bringing your experience
Absolutely.
From the school. I appreciate it, brother. Thank you very much. 855-839-1210. John is in Quakertown. Hey, John.
Yo, Rich, good morning.
What's up?
Man, I heard about this yesterday, and I thought, geez, I can't wait to get in the car in the morning and hear what Rich has to say about this. So two points. One is...
By the way, I love that reaction, that you couldn't wait to hear my take on it. That's great.
I'm serious, because immediately I thought, you know, from a libertarian perspective, this is a ban on rights, you know, a ban on an assault on freedom. And so I was shocked, really, to have that from Trump, and I wanted to hear, you know, we like Trump, but I wanted to hear whether you opposed him on this, and I assume you do.
I do, and I said so, and I also think he's doing it just to keep Melania happy.
I agree with you. The other point I kind of thought of immediately was, I think it's interesting. I'm a huge gun guy. Don't have any interest in that ban or anything, but I just wondered what the Democrats' reaction would be, and I'm surprised we haven't heard anything from them, that, you know, Trump cites basically a handful of people that deaths or whatever have been linked to vaping, and so he wants to take action. But the Democrats are saying, you know, guns, you know, kill thousands and thousands of people, and he doesn't want to take action on that. So I'm just really surprised that we haven't heard that from the Democrats. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
seems like they're not smart enough to link it together.
Yeah, it's a good point. You haven't heard that. I wonder if they'll bring it up tonight in the debate. What's your prediction? Will it come up?
I don't think they have the wherewithal to make that connection, to be honest with you. I don't know where they even stand on this ban, to be honest.
John, thanks, buddy. Thanks for the call. I'm glad you listened, and we're looking forward to my take. That means a lot. Thank you, buddy. Elena's in Havertown. Hi, Elena.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I'm good. Great. Thank you.
Good. So I just had a comment on how the kids are buying these products. We found my son buying them online with just using his bank credit card.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how did you catch him in the act? That's what I first want to know. How did you catch him?
Well, so they were coming in the mail, and usually he was home before us, but he wasn't just buying them for him. So it came multiple times.
Oh.
My husband got home before him one day, and the mail clearly says where it's from, and my husband was like, they have the same name. I didn't order this. And he opened the box and was like, what are you doing? So...
So kids can buy it online. That's very interesting that they can do that. Where does it come from? Do you know?
I'm not sure of the company that he used, but there's a couple of companies that will ship, and apparently they don't ask for identification of any kind.
Yeah, you see, I'd rather have the government crack down on that than go after, you know, than ban something that adults can use to help quit smoking. To me, that makes much more sense of their resources.
Yeah, and I also agree with you about, like, the black market stuff. That is what's causing the problem, I think, 100%.
Elena, thanks for the call. I appreciate it very much. Hopefully we'll see you at our debate watch party tonight.
I wish I could make it, but I can't, unfortunately.
All right. Yeah, that's a bummer. All right, Elena, thank you. Appreciate it. Remember, it's at the FOP Lodge, Lot 5. And it's at 7 o'clock. We're going to get started. We're going to do we'll have some shirts there and stuff like that. And then 8 o'clock's the debate. So,
yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Great calls. 855-839-1210. Our buddy in sales, Rob, what's up, man?
How's it going, Rich?
Good. How are you? Rob works
I'm
with us.
I'm doing well.
Rob was at the comedy night the other night at Parks. So, so tell me about your, I see you vape a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a musician. I'm a saxophone player, and I was a pack-a-day smoker for, I'd say, maybe 10 years all throughout college, all throughout my musical, like, education and all that. And the one day I was, like, sitting playing in an ensemble with all other saxophone players who didn't smoke, and I couldn't get through a passage. My lungs just wouldn't support it, you know? And my coach looked at me and was like, well, why do you think that is? So I quit smoking and I started the vaping, and it got me off smoking for sure. But now I'm just as addicted to the vaping as I was the smoking. It's kind of a trade-off. But I do notice a big change in my lung capacity and my breathing. You know, I don't wake up in the morning anymore with, like, that weight on my chest. I don't wake up anymore with that ball of mucus in the back of my throat. So whether it's healthier for me, I don't know. But I see visible changes in my breathing, you know?
Yeah. What flavors do you use?
I use just like a strict menthol.
Strict menthol. You know, that's one of the flavors they're talking about banning.
Right.
Let me ask you, though. I mean, if they banned menthol or any of those flavors, do you think that's going to stop the kids doing it? Or is it going to, I mean, I assume the vaping community of which you're a part of, the flavors are a big deal, right?
Again, I mean, I don't mess around with, like, all the fruit flavors and all the dessert flavors. I pretty much just use a menthol because I used to smoke menthol.
Right.
So that's kind of how I found that. I tried some of the fruit flavors and stuff, and I never really liked them. It never did anything for me.
Thanks.
You know, the menthol is...
Well, listen, buddy, thanks for the call, Rob. I appreciate it, man. And it's good. I mean, obviously, you got off cigarettes, so that's huge. It's a big deal. It's a very big deal. 855-839-1210. Do you vape? You know somebody who vapes? Should flavored vapes be illegal? That's the question for you.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Yeah, so let's see. Ryan's, I'm looking, we're getting a lot of Twitter reaction. I'll tell you this. I don't particularly think these bans, A, I don't believe in bans, B, I don't think it's going to really work, but C, I don't think that the president really wants to do it. I think he's just kind of, you know, it's the Melania thing. It's, you know, it's, you know.
Yeah. It's the honeydew. It's the wife.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
I think you're 100%.
Here's the thing. I don't think the FDA has the legal authority to ban these flavors. I think that so in 2009, Congress passed a law giving the FDA the ability to regulate cigarettes, but the FDA took it upon itself in 2016 to take over the authority on e-cigarettes. But Congress never gave them that authority. They just took it. So A, I don't think they have the authority legally. B, I don't think this holds up in court. C, I don't believe that this is going to do anything other than hurt adults, because there's always going to be a black market. But D, mostly this is because Melania was sitting right next to him and he got asked a question by the press.
Yes.
I mean, she was literally sitting right next to him in the Oval Office. And then he's like, oh, yeah, well we're going to look into to a BAM thing. Hey, why don't you play that again, Greg, the clip of the president?
They become very rich companies very fast. And the whole thing with vaping has been very profitable. And I want companies. Look, you know that. I fight for our companies very hard. And I fight. That's why I'm fighting with China. That's why I'm fighting with other countries. If you look at European Union and if you look at Japan, and if you look at so many others, including South Korea and many others, we're constantly dealing with them to make it good for our companies, because I view it as jobs. I view it as income for our country and jobs. Vaping has become a very big business, as I understand it, like a giant business in a very short period of time. But we can't allow people to get sick, and we can't have our youth be so affected. And I'm hearing it, and that's how the First Lady got involved. She's got a son together that is a beautiful young man, and she feels very, very strongly about it. She's seen it. We're both reading it. A lot of people are reading it. But people are dying with vaping. So we're looking at it very closely. And, you know, if nothing else, this is a conference that's going to let people know about it, because people are going to watch what we're saying. And parents are going to be a lot tougher with respect to their children. A lot of people think vaping is wonderful. It's great. It's really not wonderful. That's one thing I think we can say definitely, Commissioner. It's not a wonderful thing. It's got big problems. We have to find out the extent of the problem. It's so new. But we're going to find out. And I hope that parents that, you know, they have children and the children are a certain age, I hope they're going to be able to make wise decisions, maybe based on what we're saying today. But the commissioner and Alex Azar. They're going to be coming back over the next pretty short period of time, a couple of weeks, with some very strong recommendations.
Recommendations. It's I think he's, you know what I mean?
See, honey, I said something. I tried to, you know, I'm trying to do something. I spoke out. Right. That's what it is.
That's my read on it. You know, she's right there in the room, and he's, you know, he gets asked. He's like, yeah, no, I mean, we got a kid, and I don't know, vaping, and, you know. And so, anyway, I hope that they don't ban these things. It's not going to work. I don't like bans. The question, of course, of why are we not doing more to make sure that the kids don't get them is a great question. I mean, we heard a mom call in who said her son's getting his stuff online. That's crazy to me. I don't understand that for a second.
But her son has a credit card, so yeah, you cut off the credit card.
You got it right. You got it. Yeah, cut off the credit card. But I guess kids can get credit cards in their own names now, right?
Yeah, but who pays for the phone? Who pays for,
got it, you know? So cut it all off.
Yeah, you got to have the app. You got to, you know.
I should have asked her, too. What was the punishment? I should have asked her what the punishment was.
Because all you have to do is threaten. We're going to take the phone. We're going to cut your service. That's right. It. That's the biggest threat.
Yeah, that's exactly
a lifeline.
That's it, right. You'll be incommunicado.
That's right.
Right there, right? 855-839-1210. Let's see. John is in Penn Valley. John, good morning.
Good morning, Rich. I think that Melania is sort of like the surrogate for the suburban moms. I think he's trying to impress the suburban moms who love bans, you know, bans on vaping, guns, whatever, disarming their children.
I don't know. I just had a caller who's a suburban mom. She doesn't think the ban's going to work because of the black market.
I think some of them, well, it depends on what they're inclined politically. Maybe not the conservative moms, but perhaps some of the left-leaning mothers will like it.
So this might be a strategy to appeal to the suburban moms in the suburbs because maybe their kids are the ones doing all the vaping.
Possibly.
All right, interesting theory. Look, it's an interesting theory, my friend. I appreciate it, John. Thank you.
Why didn't he say the moms then? You know what I mean? He didn't say, she's a mom like so many moms. It was,
yeah.
Like, I just think he just was looking over at his wife thinking, okay, this will make Melania very happy.
What did she say to him afterward, by the way? What did she say?
Donald, that was good that you spoke out against the e-cigs. I'm glad that I briefed you on that a little with my concerns.
I think what they're going to come out with is, do you remember when they got rid of Joe Camel?
Yes, you're exactly right.
All right, so here, I could be way off on this. I don't know.
No, that's true.
I think what they'll do is they'll come out and they'll say, things cannot be marketed to kids. So, like bubble gum, because kids are bubble gum, and because they got rid of that Joe Camel guy, remember?
Yes.
He was on the Camel cigarettes.
Yes.
And Joe Camel was everywhere. The sunglasses, he looked cool and everything like that. They said, you can't do anything that looks like you are targeting kids.
It's true.
We only allow big, giant fast food companies to target children with unhealthy products. We don't want other companies doing it.
Yes.
Remember they cracked down on that?
That is so true.
Which is funny, right? Because, I mean, truly, McDonald's can have the Hamburglar and Ronald McDonald and Mayor McCheese. And that's all fine. But Joe Camel, they went, no way, man. Get rid of Joe Camel. So I think what they'll do is the regulations will be anything that sounds like a kid's breakfast cereal.
Totally.
Right? Or it looks like a kid, like something that if it has a baby on it or something.
Yeah.
That's probably what they'll do, because I think a lot of adults are going to wind up speaking out going, dude, vaping saved my life. And I like doing the chocolate bourbon flavor. Don't take it away from me, because that's what's got me off of cigarettes. And it's why I'm not going to die of lung cancer now. You know what I mean?
That's so true.
Yeah, I was just looking at a picture of Camel cigarettes after they changed it. And it's Camel cigarette filters have a camel in like an Egyptian desert. So, yes, they took away Joe Camel.
Not nearly
completely.
As appealing.
Not nearly.
As cool looking, right? Not nearly as cool looking.
Well, luckily, Rich, when we were in school smoking cigarettes and pot was banned from school, and luckily nobody did that.
I never saw anybody.
The bans definitely had the effect of not of working on
bans
that.
Work yep. every time yep. every single yep. time all the time every time
kids definitely didn't open the window and never, smoke
never
out and blow the smoke out the window.
Nope, that's
never saw that. Or we, in the bathrooms
when something is banned, that's the end of it, period, gone. 855-839-1210. All right, so that's our theory. That's our Zioli Show theory. We're all unanimous on that, but this is more done to...
Yeah, because he didn't, if it were a strategy, you know, he would have had that talking point down. Like, mom, she's a mom, like so many moms. Right. Nope, he just, no. He just was looking at his wife going, she'll be very happy.
Because he's like, there'll be a conference. If nothing else, people will learn about it because they'll talk about it. Did you catch that line? Right. He's like, I mean, if nothing else, you're going to hear about them talking about it. And then I've asked for a list of recommendations very, very soon, very quickly.
My husband gave me this sign in the kitchen. It says, if the queen is happy, everyone's happy. And that's what Trump was doing.
Yeah, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy like that, right?
Exactly.
Because I don't think Donald Trump likes bands any more than, you know what I mean, like any other businessman does. I don't think he likes them at all. But he's in the tough spot because the first lady was literally sitting right next to him when he got asked the question. It's like, oh, yeah, no, I mean, we're totally going to get rid of the Trix vaping flavor because Trix are for kids.
Trix.
Remember that?
Trix.
Was it Trix? That was a cereal,
no, you're
right.
Trix are for kids.
Fruity
for
Pebbles.
Kids. No, I think it was Trix was for kids. Yeah.
Trix are for kids with the rabbit.
That's the other thing, too. Speaking about marketing really unhealthy things to kids, have you been to a breakfast aisle in a store lately, a cereal aisle? I'm there all the time. And I'm telling you, they've changed nothing. I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying that they've, just as an update, every sugary, unhealthy cereal is still like, hey, kids, come on in.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
When the boys grocery shop, I'm like, no. That's why they want to grocery shop with dad. Because dads will buy it.
Right, totally.
Moms won't.
And you go down the cereal aisle, and it's like, and with my kids, they're reaching across to grab the box of Lucky Charms. Reaching for it.
Do you sit with your kids on Saturday mornings and eat cereal with them, watch cartoons?
I do. We watch the Super Friends.
You're living your greatest life.
I am. I'm living my life through my children.
I so badly just wanted to sit down with a box of Count Chocula and just eat the whole thing.
I don't eat Count Chocula anymore because I'm an adult.
I get that. I'm just saying I want to do that.
Well, the best was you'd watch the milk change color.
Oh,
to,
so
remember
good.
That?
And then you could drink it.
Exactly. And that's a great part of childhood. But it is funny, though, that there's some things that they wind up, you know, the kids, it's all about getting kids hooked on them at an early age. Like, you get kids hooked on Happy Meals at an early age. They'll be McDonald's customers for a long time.
Yeah, it's true.
I give my kids Happy Meals because you know why? It's a really easy way to feed them. You go through the drive-thru, you get a Happy Meal. Here's the toy. Now, zip it. You know what I mean? And I'm guilty of that. I get it. But we haven't heard much of a talk about that, like cracking down on unhealthy fast food. But I predict you will from a Democrat in the future. You know why? Because of climate change. No, I'm dead serious. I know. I'm serious. See, this is why bans are always a slippery slope. I don't like them because if you ban flavored e-cigs, then what will happen is then the Dems will ban Happy Meals. They tried this in San Francisco because they don't want the kids getting hooked on the unhealthy food. They don't want kids getting hooked on burgers at an early age because that's meat, right?
Right.
So then you ban it and chicken nuggets. You ban it and then there you go. And then you start weaning them off of big beef.
By the way, you could do the drive-through and just get the toy. You could buy just the toy.
There was also a law they tried to pass in California where there had to be a gender-neutral toy.
Oh, please.
You'd have to request it. You go, I'd like the gender-neutral,
What's a gender-neutral? I mean, okay.
Right?
Ken's kind of gender-neutral. He doesn't have any.
That's true.
I don't know what the gender neutral toy is. I've never asked for it. I always go, I want a boy toy and a girl toy. But some people get so offended by that.
Yeah, I know. In
San Francisco, I can't believe you'd question the gender of my children. Ken is in Hamilton. Ken, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, Rich. Listen, I wanted to talk about the ban. I work in a pediatrics, and here's my whole issue with banning anything. Vaping is just another example of tobacco products, and that's just another form of giving the same substance into your body. It's no different than smoking, chewing tobacco, pipes, or cigars. I mean, if you're going to ban vaping, you might as well ban all tobacco, because that's the biggest problem in healthcare. There's a million people a year that die of tobacco-related
deaths due to cancers and lung disease than there is vaping right now. But right now, it's sensationalized because we have a number of children sitting in ICUs around the country, and that's what people are looking at now.
All right, so if you ban tobacco, do you honestly believe that's going to work?
No.
So you're not advocating that?
Well, as a provider, here's my only issue. People put healthcare costs, rising healthcare costs, it goes along with the thing that you were talking about, fast food. Rising healthcare costs in this country, the majority of hospitalizations that we have that are putting a burden on costs for all of us as consumers is due to big tobacco products. And if you go into any store now,
Time out. But what do we do about it?
Well, I think the problem is we've tried to do things about it. For example,
so what are you proposing? Just tell me what you're proposing. Come on, get to the point. What are you proposing?
All right, here's what I'm proposing. We got to get tough on tobacco. That's what I'm proposing.
How? How? Tell me how.
Stronger bans.
Like what? What ban on what?
All right, here's the thing. You have stores that still sell tobacco to young children. Nobody's regulating it. That's the problem.
I don't believe that. I think they are regulating that. I think that they get in huge trouble if they get caught selling it to kids. Kids are getting it on the black market like they're getting everything else.
Well, that's what they say. That's what they're saying. But I still see kids buying cigarettes and smoking out in front of mamas.
Okay, fine. Let me just wrap this up, Ken. You want more crackdowns? Fine. I agree with you. We're good?
Here's what I want. I want, for my purposes, of my money that I have to pay for people that decide that they're going to smoke cigarettes, I think we should ban tobacco in this country. That's the real answer.
So you do want to ban on tobacco. Thank you for the call. That's what I was getting at. It took you 2 minutes and 45 seconds to get there instead of you just saying it. You're dancing around it. Just freaking say it. This is why I don't take calls. Just say what you want, man. You want to ban on tobacco. That's not going to work. Bans don't work. They don't work. You know what works? Societal pressure. Nobody really smokes anymore because it's not really a societal thing. It's a, right? Like, nobody
Such
does.
A
it's just not socially acceptable. That's what got people to stop smoking. Not the government. It just became socially unacceptable to smoke. That's really what did it. So if you allow the government to ban flavored vapes for kids, I will tell you a Democrat president will ban Happy Meals. And they'll ban anything else that they don't like that kids are attracted to because of their bigger, larger agenda. Mark my words, I'm never wrong on this stuff. Don't go for the slippery slope of government bans. They don't work. But luckily, I think the president is just trying to placate his...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why?
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Yes, they'll ban Happy Meals. Mark my words. Happy Meals will be banned. Too many kids, the obesity epidemic, and we got to stop sending messages to children that it's okay. You know, remember how McDonald's has they used to have those, play area. I don't think they have a lot of those left anymore. No. When I was a kid, you could climb up Mayor McCheese, remember? They could slide down like the other one, the big fry guy. We'll see. They'll crack down on kids' meals next. 855-839-1210. Bans don't work. If they did work, we would have no drugs. We would have no... What else has been banned?
Well, alcohol for a time.
Well, prohibition worked.
Yes.
It's a rumor that it didn't work, and that's why they undid it.
Yeah.
No, it worked perfectly. Yep. Nobody drank the entire time alcohol was illegal in the country.
Nobody.
Nobody. Not one person. No. And nobody ever sold it illegally either.
No.
And nobody ever made millions of dollars like Joe Kennedy. Launching a political empire. Nobody did those things.
Kennedy's whole fortune came from the black market.
Literally came from bootlegging during Prohibition. That's how the Kennedys got their money, literally. Dawn, good morning, 8:07. Let's say hello. How are you?
Yes, good morning. It is 8:07. We have 77 degrees. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Zioli Show News brought to you by Nature Valley. So police say they're investigating a shooting in Delaware County, PA, and they're really asking for the public's help on this. They say the driver of a blue Subaru was shooting out the window of his car at a white Infiniti. Investigators say nobody was hurt, thank goodness, but several shots hit nearby vehicles. So if you have any information, they're putting this out there, please call police.
We should ban shooting out of moving vehicles.
That would be a good, yeah, the blue Subaru.
I don't like bans, no. But I think that should be banned, yeah. All right? Don't shoot out of a moving vehicle. Park and then shoot. Sorry.
We have the union representing workers furloughed after Philadelphia Energy Solutions shut down after that huge June fire. They are outraged over millions of dollars in bonuses paid to executives, biggity big bosses, just before the company filed for bankruptcy. So $4 million in bonuses paid to key top execs disclosed in during U.S. bankruptcy court filings in Delaware. So this is United Steelworkers Local. They say this behavior by Philadelphia Energy Solutions bosses, the plant owner, the owner, is disgusting, that these top bosses just stuffed their pockets and then really stiffed 500 union workers, they say. This is a quote, who were let go without severance, without health benefits. So the union's now considering some kind of legal action during the bankruptcy proceedings. We have attorneys for some 2,000 local governments, including our region. They say they have agreed to a deal, to a tentative settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma over the toll of the nation's opioid crisis. So sources saying Purdue will pay up to $12 billion over time, and that actually the family that owns it will give up control. And Chester County, Pennsylvania, is one of those who filed suit. We do have shop owners who are speaking out, too. This is Zioli's story. Shop owners are speaking out against New Jersey's proposed ban on e-cigarettes and vaping devices. Now, I believe there's a vote scheduled in Trenton today on this, so we'll watch that very carefully. But powerful state senator Steve Sweeney proposing legislation to ban the sale of all vaping devices. But vapor advocates are saying lawmakers, really, they're not considering all the facts of this. So just a little backdrop. The CDC is urging people to stop vaping. There are more than 450 severe lung-related illnesses linked to e-cigarettes. This is according to the government, the CDC, and six people confirmed they died nationwide from vaping products containing THC. And that's where local store owners come in, and they say the people who are suffering, they're actually, you know, the lawmakers should crack down on the drug dealers.
Exactly.
Tampering with THC cartridges.
Thank you. Exactly. And these little stores aren't doing anything wrong. If they are doing something wrong, crack down on the stores who are breaking the law. You already have the laws.
Right. So they're saying don't punish the store owners and put us out of business.
Exactly.
So that's it. It's drag week. I had to go off the drag, you know.
I'm wearing drag right now.
Yeah. It's drag week 29. Not that kind of drag. No. In South Jersey, racers from across the world showing off their hot rods, trying to set new personal bests. So 400 cars, thousands of fans filling the Atco Dragway for the Hot Rod Drag Week. And this is all a part of a 5-race series to determine the fastest street car in America. And this is the Atco Dragway. So kind of a fun, I didn't even realize that. They're the Atco is the oldest drag strip in the nation. It's kind of
very
cool. Yeah. Eyewitness weather, we have 85 degrees today, and it's going to be some spotty rain around noon, and then again around dinner time. Nature Valley Crunchy Bars can keep your family going, which means more outside fun for you with whole grain oats and real delicious honey. It's really tasty, too. Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars. Dawn, Zioli Show News.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I don't know if we should do that, if we should just say thanks, Dawn. And I don't know. What do you think?
I don't personally like them. So,
well, why'd you do it? You just did it.
Because we've been doing it, so I just assumed that you wanted to continue to do it.
Well, I'm asking your opinion, Greg. He's getting very corporate on me right now. Yeah. What do you like?
He's in
it?
Training.
Do you like when we do that, or do you like when I just go, "Hey, Dawn, thanks"?
No, I don't like production elements. I think it sounds wacky.
It sounds wacky,
pokey,
morning show
yes.
fun. Dawn, what do you think?
whatever, whatever. I don't care.
You don't care. Don's like, I could care less.
Whatever.
Joe, what do you think?
Wacky, wacky,
Joe
wacky.
Likes wacky, wacky. All right. Yeah, I think it's easier just to go, all right, thanks, Don. Like,
do you want them after your live reads then?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Sound
That's a great
effects?
Question. No, yeah, maybe we just do more of that. What was that thing you did? The whoop? What was
oh,
that?
Oh, the
slide whistle.
The slide whistle. Yeah. Maybe we just do that. Slide whistle. Tonight is our Democrat debate watch party. Now, this is what you do. 7 o'clock, you show up at the FOP Lodge 5 in the great Northeast. We're going to the debate starts at 8. It's camaraderie. It's fun. I'm obviously not endorsing any Democrats by having a Democrat debate watch party. The idea is a chance for all of us to get together. I will be mocking these candidates incessantly tomorrow morning, but it's a fun time to get together. Also, I want to tell you about the FOP Survivors Fund. We've had cops who were shot in the city very recently. Their families need a lot of support. The FOP Survivors Fund is an excellent way for you to help the police. So if you want to bring a donation tonight, they'll certainly accept it. You don't have to, but if you want to bring, I mean, even, you know, $20 will help make a big difference. And they're great people at the FOP Lodge 5. They really are. They do so much to help these families who've been hurt. And when the cop gets shot, it's not only a matter of the fact that all these issues they got to deal with. It's little things like grocery shopping, getting the kids to school, all these things you don't think about, right? The FOP Survivors Fund steps up to help with that. So it's part of the reason why I wanted to do the debate watch party at the FOP Lodge 5, because it's an opportunity for you to maybe... You don't have to, but if you want to be generous to them tonight, that would be great. We'd appreciate it very much. They also have a great bar there as well. Great bar. And there'll be a lot of fun. So it's going to be in the 7C Lounge, as it's called. We'll do that, all right? 855-839-1210. My prediction tonight is a three-way clash with America's mother-in-law, Megaphone Bernie, and Joe Biden all going back and forth tonight, because this is the night they have to do it. Ahead of the debate, ABC's Good Morning America thrilling everybody with what's going to happen. This, I assume, includes the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos.
You would be correct.
Who is the chief political analyst for ABC News. Cut 6.
With the president's approval rating down to 38%, approaching his record low, he's now trailing all the top Democrats in head-to-head matchups.
So these numbers really should give the president and his team some pause heading into this debate tonight. If the election was held today, 5 Democrats would handily beat him. Let me show you those numbers. Vice President Joe Biden leads the pack, beating the president by 16 points. Really, this is about concerns over the economy. That's what's driving this among Americans who think a recession is likely. Biden leads Trump 70 to 20.
You talk about these economic concerns. There does appear to be more concern about a possible recession going forward. Not good news for the White House.
No,
George, I'll tell you what, hey, Stephanopoulos, yeah, it was right up the middle, man. Calling it right up the middle.
It's so good that he's so objective.
It's just, he sets the standard for objective journalism,
yes.
You know?
He's a moderator tonight, right?
No way.
Yes.
Is he really?
Yes. I believe so.
Thank you, radio gods. Are you serious? Oh, this is fantastic.
ABC is hosting the debate, so I'm almost positive he's one of the moderators.
So I get to make fun of his questions tomorrow and the candidate's answers?
Yes.
Oh, this will be the best show ever tomorrow. It'll be the best show ever. This might be clearly one of our absolute best. By the way, I got a note from Beth. She said, thanks, Dawn. I'm driving a blue Subaru and everyone is now looking at me.
Beth, you know what you did with your Glock and your blue Subaru.
Turn yourself in, Beth.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
The show is very organic. That's one of the things people love about it. It's very organic. We just, you know.
So can I just say tonight, the debate moderators, George Stephanopoulos, David Muir, Lindsay Davis, and Jorge Ramos.
Oh, this is fantastic. This is fantastic. We get to analyze the questions. We get to analyze the answers. Ah! I love this time.
Delicious.
Fantastic.
If there wasn't a reason enough to come out to the FOP Lodge 5 tonight, I mean, this is just icing on the cake, right?
And the fact that there'll be Zeoli Army shirts, too.
Yeah.
So is it possible we could do a thing where if you make a contribution to the FOP, you can get a shirt? Again, probably something we should talk about off the air.
Probably.
All right. We'll do that after the show. But that might be nice.
Yes.
I'm just saying, you know. If you make a contribution, maybe get a Zeoli Army shirt. Just thinking. Might be nice. Nice way to help the cops.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We have we don't have a ton of shirts, so
right.
You know.
Well, the we can talk about it again after the program. So
instead of putting it out to hundreds of thousands of people,
right? Instead of just throwing it out there to hundreds of thousands of
gotcha.
People, but gotcha. But I think it might be nice. I'm just saying.
I don't disagree with you. I don't know what supplies we have.
Right. All right. Well, we'll talk about it. All right. So Morning Joe's doomsday scenario, by the way, is that Biden implodes, America's mother-in-law wins. Cut four.
You talk to Democrats, and I know you do as well. We all do. And it seems as if they believe, I mean, this is just, I'm just reporting what everybody's saying behind the scenes. And that is, Joe Biden's campaign seems like a slow motion, like train derailment, that they believe he's not going to make it to the end. It's just what you hear from almost every Democratic insider. And they believe, and many fear, that Elizabeth Warren is moving toward this nomination eventually. If that, in fact, is the case, those New Hampshire numbers, it's only one poll, but those New Hampshire numbers in the head-to-head matchup with Trump actually underline something that I hear from Democrats, a growing fear that she's running a strong campaign but will not be a strong general election candidate. But you go down to Elizabeth Warren, person that most Democratic insiders say right now seems to be on the pathway to winning the nomination, and she's losing. And she's a next-door neighbor. That's sort of like she's got the home field advantage. But there are a lot of Democrats who fear that Biden's going to collapse, Warren's going to win, and then they're going to have a matchup where Elizabeth Warren gets blown away in states like Texas and states like Wisconsin. In states like Pennsylvania, that Republicans should be losing.
I think there's also the question, Joe, that if you're
by the way, stop right. for a second. He's right. Joe Scarborough is actually right in that analysis. She'll be destroyed in those states if she's the general election nominee, no doubt. All right, keep going.
I think there's also the question, Joe, that if you're right, that Joe Biden does ultimately fade, that his support is broader than it is deeper. One of the questions is when and how, and is there time for somebody else to step up and claim the centrist alternative to the progressives, whether it's
somebody
Kamala
else.
Harris or somebody else?
Somebody
the other possibility
else.
Is Joe Biden does really well. And for Democrats, that is the best bet, because it's going to be pretty hard for an Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris to establish that comfort level with perhaps the people who voted
because
for Trump.
Because they're nuts. Because they're crazy. That's why they can't have a comfort level, because they're talking about shutting down jobs everywhere. But do you notice they say there might be time for a centrist to run? I don't know. I'm just wondering if maybe there's somebody else out there who might be getting into the race. All I know is that they are absolutely, for the first time ever, they're right about the fact that America's mother-in-law will lose in a massive landslide. They're right. That's the first time I've ever heard that show make any sense. Morning Joe. What, they take some meds?
They're very subdued.
Yes, well, they're very upset. Yeah. They realize Trump's going to get reelected. They're very upset by this. It's like the way they've just accepted it now. You know what I mean? Now they're in the mourning stage, the grief stage.
Yes.
The election hasn't even happened yet. They've already figured it out. Wow. That's amazing. And by the way, I've been predicting Biden would not be the nominee for how long now?
A long time.
Long time, right?
Yes. I just can't wait for watching their faces. Like, remember Wolf?
Yeah.
Remember Wolf Blitzer? Just looking at their faces election night. It's precious.
If Joe Biden doesn't do something major tonight, this probably is going to be the end of the road for him. I think tonight's Joe Biden's got to show he can actually stand on the stage and not make a gaffe. And how long is the debate? 2 hours? 3 hours?
2 hours, I think.
That's a long time for him to go without a gaffe. Unscripted?
Mm-hmm.
He needs to have somebody behind him to shock him like they did with Goat Boy. That's what they need.
Goat Boy. But does somebody who's, this is their last chance, do you think that somebody's going to do something bold? Like, it's their last hurrah, their
they gotta,
last shot.
They got to try something bold. Like, Cory Booker should come out and say, I'm so woke, I'm becoming a woman or something like. He's got to do something very bold like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then have Amy Klobuchar shave his legs.
Right. So it's got to be, you know what I mean?
Did she make the debate tonight? I don't know if
she
made
did.
It.
She did.
Oh, she did.
Did.
Wow.
Yes.
And then she's whining. Stop asking me about other candidates.
The three-way clash set to dominate the Democrat debate tonight. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden. And this is what I'm telling you for tonight. What you want to look for is Joe Biden realizes he's got to hold on to his front-runner status. Bernie is going to be especially cranky because he thought he would be the one to take the nomination if Joe Biden didn't make it. He's shocked that America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, is now suddenly surging. So it is going to be really a battle between those three. For the lesser candidates, the question for them is, who are they going to decide to kiss up to on the thought that maybe they could become vice president or in the cabinet?
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it's a three-way race tonight to watch for. Bernie, Mom, and Joe Biden. Because if Joe Biden doesn't hold it together tonight, it's over for Joe Biden. And if Bernie doesn't stop the Elizabeth Warren momentum tonight, it's over for Bernie. You know Bernie hates women. So Bernie tonight is going to be on fire, I think, going after Elizabeth Warren. He should, if he's smart. Unless they've decided behind the scenes, let's both take out Joe Biden, and then we can team up. Biden, Warren. I mean Sanders Warren.
Oh my lord.
That's interesting.
That's terrifying, is actually what it is. Terrifying. You know, speaking of terrifying, why don't we do the morning movie mystery clip? Because we can't
do that. No.
Oh, okay.
But I said we can do that.
We can do that. All right, this is good. If you heard the show yesterday, this should be an easy one for you.
The morning mystery clip. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We would enjoy the opportunity to share our views. You see, we feel that the semi-automatic weapon's gotten a bad rap. Now, the gun control nuts try to make out that they're for drug dealers only, but, really, they're just guns for the ordinary sportsman.
And then like a nice warm Uzi.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
The prize is a pair of tickets to see Bob Seger, the legendary Bob Seger, at the Wells Fargo Center, November 1st, 2019. For tickets, visit wellsfargocenter.com. The vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, went off on a reporter yesterday who tried to blame Democrats for inaction on gun control. I always love when the vampiric one has a temper tantrum, because it usually means that her supply of young virgin intern blood is running low. Cut to.
About not bringing the House back in August to keep the flame lit on the gun ban.
No, absolutely not. We did our job right. The Senate was supposed to come back. Why don't you all get that straight?
Okay.
The Senate did not come back to pass the bill. I'm getting very angry about the silliness of these questions. Lives are at stake. Senator McConnell is standing in the way. We passed our bill in February. Members had events all over the country to ask him to bring up the bill. Don't ask me what we haven't done. We have done it. And if you are annoyed with my impatience, it's because people are dying, because Senator McConnell hasn't acted. Why don't you go ask him if he has any regrets for all the people who died because he hasn't acted?
She keeps saying died because she loves...
Oh, no.
Did she say something about a steak?
Yeah. Don't you come at me with a steak. Don't you come near me with that steak. Ah! Very upset, the vampiric one there. And then Joyce Vance on Hardball with her prediction here on MSNBC's Hardball with Chris Matthews, former federal prosecutor, of what's facing Trump down the road here. Cut nine.
Here he is at sort of the tail end in many ways. If we do have impeachment, I'm wrong. But if it's the tail end of this whole operation of going after Trump, it seems to me that the Manhattan DA, that's a political office. That's an elective office. Cy Vance, the son of a former Secretary of State. Of course, we all know Cyrus Vance. This case could be a big case if you're taking the President of the United States down into a criminal matter. The question I have, I guess, as a non-lawyer, what's the penalty for this kind of case?
So that really depends on how it's ultimately structured. If they were able to make some sort of a tax charge here, which we don't know if they have tax records, we could be looking at a lengthy violation for a felony. It's certainly not a misdemeanor. The felony crime is a serious one. It carries a lot of collateral consequences, but most significantly is the threat that there is jail time involved, and any amount of jail time in the state system in New York would be very unpleasant for the President of the United States.
All right, he's going to jail in New York. Now, I predict he'll escape like in Escape from Donnamora. And that's what I want to see. Trump goes to jail in New York and then breaks out. Now, that's a movie. That's a movie right there. And way more likely a scenario, by the way, than what she just said. So the president goes to jail and they lock him up. And he's like, he starts, you know, with the thing in the back of the jail cell, you know, like Shawshank. Yeah. Tunnels his way through. The Secret Service follow him because he gets protection all these years, you know, after he leaves office. So well, that'd be awkward, too. He'd be in jail. He'd have Secret Service protection. I don't know. They could help him break out, right? I mean, that could be fun. Guys, let's do a breakout tonight. Oh, MSNBC. Always loving their thoughts on things, their predictions. You got to love it. Trump facing a very unpleasant jail sentence in New York. The food here is terrible. I can't get a Diet Coke whenever I want one. Do these people ever stop envisioning him in prison? It's just like they sit there all day and they just think about it. I think they go to bed at night and they meditate with the idea of him behind bars. And they love it. All right. And that was Chris Matthews once again entertaining a very sane subject on his program.
We haven't had a Chris Matthews cut in a while, That's so I figured true. I had to pull something out of the...
President ties up his clothes around his feet, digs through a pipe, gets out. The rain's coming down like Andy Dufresne. He's out. Made it out. All right. Look, you know, tonight's a big debate watch party. I think Mark in Westchester has a good idea for the debate. Yes, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Rich? Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm thinking to make it more entertaining than it really is for the debate, they should turn it into a game show. And I was like, the vote is right. Like, the price is right.
Right.
Do like the vote is right. And then they call people's names out. They run down and they answer questions by percentages. You know, what percentage of people do this or that? And then they get to go up on stage and ask a question. Get rid of the monitor.
Well,
the moderator.
I'll do that for the next debate, but for this debate, I'm dying to hear the unbiased, up-the-middle questions that George Stephanopoulos will be asking tonight.
Well, that's why I was saying more entertaining than it already is, but but getting the people involved and turning it into a game show just seems almost perfect.
I agree. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. So again, tonight, FOP Lodge 5. It's going to be a great night because it's going to be a lot of fun to mock these people. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to want to be there with us for it. It's always fun.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli. Weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Our debate watch party tonight at the FOP Lodge 5 in the Northeast. Come by, say hello. Remember, if you'd like to help out the FOP Survivors Fund, we'd appreciate it. It'll be a fun night tonight. Just another excuse to get the Zeoli Army together. Dom's going to be there tonight. Dom Giordano. It'll be fun. Come by and see us. We would appreciate it. Katie Fallinger can't go because she's got to go to sleep. It's one of the reasons why you've said enough. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Yes, my goal is to get you to cry on the radio show. That is my goal.
I knew it.
So, Katie Fallinger, for those that don't know, your last day is when?
Tuesday, this coming, the 17th.
You've decided to hang it up as a CBS 3 meteorologist on TV for now.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah.
We're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss everybody, truly. I came over to you guys from just doing a live radio hit over on KYW News Radio. And just before they tossed to me, the anchors were like, man, this has got to be so sweet for you because, you know, come Wednesday, you're not even going to have an alarm. And I'm like, oh, no, it's totally bittersweet, but it's mostly sweet.
Yeah.
Because I just haven't had enough sleep in 8 years. And like, constant glaze over my eyes.
Because you get up at 2:30 in the morning because you have to look gorgeous on TV every day.
I attempt it, man. Coffee and a lot of concealer. Thank God for HD concealer.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, though. We're going to miss watching you on TV. I think that, you know, you can come on the show more and hang out with us, which will be fun.
I'm psyched for that.
We drink on the air, too, on this program. You can't do that on TV.
Well, I can now.
Now you can.
Bing, bing, pew, pew. So excited.
What's that?
I don't know. Although, wait, wait, do you drink this early anymore? I mean,
sure.
I know you're in a new time slot, but...
Yeah, no, absolutely. In fact,
okay, sweet.
We do Bloody Mary bars on the show usually.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. In fact,
have you ever put pickle juice in a Bloody Mary?
I have, and I think it's great.
It's so delicious.
I've also put Old Bay around the rim of the glass, which is fantastic. Have you ever done that?
That sounds awesome.
Why don't you try it? It's a great day for a Bloody Mary, is it not?
I would say so.
Katie, what are we going to do, though, when we turn on the TV next week on Wednesday and you're not there to do the weather?
I have no answer. I don't know.
So sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm hanging up my hat, my proverbial hat, from the weather aspect. But I mean, at least I'm still going to be out there. I'm not like going to become a shut-in, and I'm certainly not going to be like just staying at home. I'm going to be doing a lot. So I'll still be out there. I'm still going to be on social, like telling you everything every step of the way. But yeah, no more CBS3. That's just really the big change.
All right. You're going to cry. Don't worry.
No!
You will. You'll cry. All right. Let me ask you, how are we looking weather-wise?
Well, it's very steamy outside. Or as I like to say, steamy.
Steamy.
On days like this.
Very
steamy.
You got
to get a little extra H in there. So we had some showers and thunderstorms overnight. Those cleared. But even though the sun's back out right now, I wouldn't expect that it stays this way. It's mainly this afternoon and evening that fresh round of showers and thunderstorms come through. But they will be scattered. So... are you feeling lucky? That's my question.
Are you feeling lucky, punk?
well, are you?
Thank you, Katie. You nailed it. Perfect. Perfect.
You're going to totally miss that. I know. Like the whole CYA. Like, well, is it going to rain or isn't it? She totally didn't answer the question you just had.
It's just a matter of if you're feeling lucky.
I am the master of the CYA.
Which is good. You've learned that skill and
you
it'll serve you well.
Because there's a good chance you could be right. There's a good chance you could be wrong. So you got to just play.
I think a lot of people would like fall, though, now. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Some people are sick of it.
I'm not ready for it. I actually would love to continue the trend of summertime. So
well,
I'm happy that I can tell you that that's going to actually happen.
You got your wish. Katie Failinger, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, buddy.
All right. See ya.
Yep.
855-839-1210. So Ben and Jerry's small little ice cream shop in Vermont at a gas station. Just a couple guys working hard, scooping ice cream, supporting Bernie Sanders. Just a couple hard working ice cream shop owners. This is Ben Cohen here on... hang on a sec. I got to mention something about... Right. So Ben and Jerry's actually, actually sold their company to Unilever for $350 million. I forgot that part of it. Right. So they sold to a multinational gigantic conglomerate for $350 million. Other than that, just a couple guys scooping, listening to the dead and hoping for socialism. Other than that, Dawn, just a couple of guys.
They're not one percenters.
Not at all. You know, right there, there's Ben Cohen, multi-millionaire, looking for socialism, because, you know, socialism is what bought his company. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Unilever, a major international capitalist company. But here's Ben Cohen supporting Bernie Sanders, and he says tax cuts don't help businesses grow. You know what helps businesses grow? Getting bought out by Unilever for $350 million. That's what helps them grow. Cut one.
I also wanted to ask you, too, about tax reform. The new corporate tax rate, the lower one, has that helped Ben & Jerry's right now? It's the state of Ben & Jerry's hiring more employees. How has that impacted the company?
Makes zero impact. You know, businesses...
How's it help Ben and Jerry's? Like you go there and it's like little Ben and Jerry's. What were we at, like that help wanted sign at the little ice cream scoop shop? Oh, it's just so hard. You mean how has it helped Unilever, the global international company that's bought Ben and Jerry's? I think it's helped them like it's helped every other corporation in America. Very, very much. That's what I think. But let's pretend like Ben & Jerry's is really just Ben & Jerry's.
Makes zero impact. You know, businesses make profits. Businesses expand without regard to the tax system. There is no business ever that has not expanded because, oh, I'm only going to make 30 cents on the dollar instead of 50 cents on the dollar. I mean, you're still making money. You're still making a profit. I mean, Ben and Jerry's started out where we were paying loan interest rates of 20%, because that's the best ones we could get.
Oh, man.
We still took the loans. We still made money.
Yeah? How much?
This idea.
How much did you make?
If you raise taxes on businesses, they're not going to hire people, or they're not going to grow or expand, is a myth. It's a lie. It's not true.
You share the same view?
Yes.
Why don't you guys go have a scoop of Cherry Garcia at a reality dose? And Ben and Jerry still made money. Yeah, $350 million is what you made when you sold out to Unilever. You hypocrites. Absolute freaking hypocrites, these guys who back Bernie Sanders. And Unilever, like a lot of other companies, is very happy with the Trump tax cuts because corporate America loves the Trump tax cuts. And they're hiring more people. I'm sorry, Ben, but the fact of the matter is corporate America is hiring more people because of the tax cuts and because they were able to bring money overseas back to the United States of America. Unilever owns you. You are not Ben and Jerry's anymore. Stop pretending like you are Ben and Jerry's. This frustrates me so much. Anyway, I had to get that off my system because I hate the hypocrisy. And who's the reporter and why doesn't he ask a follow-up?
Yes. Yeah, it was a local I think they were in Vermont or something.
Vermont.
Yeah.
The big myth, Ben and Jerry's is still Ben and Jerry's. All right, enough of this nonsense. I just wanted to point that out to you because actually corporate America loves the Trump tax cuts, and Ben Cohen is full of it, all right? Full of it. He's supporting Bernie, though. Also, I want to mention tonight, and this is a key point, so what to look for tonight. Ready? Number one, Joe Biden has to try to maintain his frontrunner status. America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, is slowly becoming the frontrunner. Bernie Sanders has to stop that momentum if he's going to take over as the frontrunner if Joe Biden does not make it across the finish line. But Bernie and Elizabeth Warren are basically on the same page as progressives. So the question is, will Bernie go after the broad or not? That's the question. Will Bernie use his anti-woman platform to finally go after Elizabeth Warren? And will America's mother-in-law lecture Bernie on why her progressive plans are better for America than his? Or will they just team up and go after Joe Biden tonight? Either way, at this point, I can tell you Donald Trump's going to be reelected president. So really, all of this is just theater. All right? There you go. That's my debate analysis in a nutshell. That took about 30 seconds. Any questions?
No, sir.
All right. Fair enough. Who are we rooting for, though, just to become the nominee, just for fun, just for entertainment purposes? Bernie?
Well, because you do megaphone Bernie, I think that we all would hope that would continue.
All right. We can do that. Just for the entertainment purposes of it. That's what we would hope.
Yeah.
Because truly, honestly, America's mother-in-law, I can't listen to her every day for the next several months.
I think you've developed a good character with her, though. So I think it's not going to be as entertaining as Bernie, but it might be. I don't know.
All right. Well.
But there's a possibility, you said, right, that Tulsi could make the next debate stage. Is that...
Yeah, I don't think Tulsi's got... I got a better chance of winning the Democrat nominee than Tulsi Gabbard.
I'm just talking about the stage.
Oh, we just want her on the stage.
Yeah, we just want her.
Just want her in studio is all we really want.
We do.
I mean, that's all, just to sit
talking
down.
Talking about health and her workout.
And again, what's my question tonight that I'm going to ask the Democrats if I were the moderator? Will you use intervention against a country that pollutes if you say climate change is as serious as World War II? And the Nazis and Hitler. So does that mean you will use America's military against China or India or any other bad polluter on the world stage? That's my question. And if not, why not if we only have 12 years to go? And if you do use the military to intervene against these big polluters in the world, how are we going to power the military without fossil fuels and nuclear power? Those are my questions for Democrats tonight. I don't think any of them will be asked, though, by the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos.
It didn't make the list.
I don't think it'll make the final cut. We shall see. Straight ahead.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.